The Sports Addict Radio Network proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
866-356-ESPN to hop on board. 866-356-3776 to improve your standing in the family and have your perspective live for five affiliates in three states. We've covered quite a bit. Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com associate editor, will join us in about 4 minutes. We shut it down with Nick Pierce, the new sports director at ESPN 1430 in Blacksburg, who witnessed Jacob Thompson's debut with the Danville Braves. But can you think of some of the great two-way players that have graced us in college football? I mean, outside of Charles Woodson, I cannot think of many. I really cannot think of many here. Ted Ginn Jr., Devin Hester, Desmond Howard, Deion Sanders, Rocket Ismael. These, I don't think the prototype two-way players. Sure, they played in two facets of the game, but those two facets were either defense and special teams or offense and special teams. I think of the true two-way player, Militia, as a kid that can play football on offense and defense and then dabble in special teams. Charles Woodson. That's my last great two-way player, at least to my head. If you have another one, 866-356-3776, 866-356-ESPN, toll-free in three states through five affiliates. Macho Harris can be that Charles Woodson. I don't think I'm giving him too much credit. I don't think I'm giving him too much love. I don't think I'm heaping too much applause on his shoulders. Because I truly believe he's the best athlete on Virginia Tech's football team. Maybe you make an argument for Cam Chancellor. But the kid is already a shutdown defensive back. Why would you challenge Macho Harris in the defensive secondary at Virginia Tech, knowing that Brandon Flowers is with the Kansas City Chiefs? I mean, in my eyes, Macho Harris is going to shut down one side of the football field. He's going to absolutely blanket one side of the football field. You challenge Carmichael. You go after Chris Hill. You don't challenge Macho. So if Macho knows that, if Foster knows that, if Beamer knows that, if Steinspring knows that, why not help the depleted wide receiving core that just took a major hit when Zach Luckett got popped for a second DUI? You put him in the slot. You put him at wide receiver. You let him get 20 catches, score a couple of touchdowns. Next thing you know, Chris Fowler. Next thing you know, Lee Corso. Next thing you know, Kirk Herbstreit are going to be on the Victor Macho Harris bandwagon. And then folks are going to be touting him for Heisman Trophy. If he gets six picks, scores a touchdown on defense, maybe scores a touchdown or two in the special teams game, goes for 20 catches and a couple touches on offense, he is a Heisman Trophy contender. He is right there with Tebow. He is right there with Percy Harbin. 866-356-ESPN, your personal opinion. 866-356-ESPN. I'll throw this to Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com. Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com will join us in a matter of minutes. The beautiful thing of sports is you can agree to disagree because a lot of times there is no right answer. Let's go to Delco Bill. Delco Bill in Albemarle County. What's on the brain, Delco?
Hey, how's it going, Jared?
We are doing very well. Thank you for joining us. You're live in three states, sir.
And I'm going to pull this one out old school wide.
Okay.
The last truly two-way player, because a lot of these younger guys and new age guys are part-time players, including on one side or the other, including Charles Woodson,
uh-huh,
who was the true 60-minute man, Chuck Pechnerik, with the old Philadelphia Eagles in 1960.
That's a great one right there. You're going old school on us, Delco.
You know it.
What do you think? What do you make of the
Macho Harris is concerned?
Yes, sir.
Jerry, I can agree with you in some respects. But you also have to look at it this way. If I am an offensive coordinator and I see this guy putting in a lot of quality minutes on the offensive side of the ball, I mean, this is Division 1A or Championship Series, whatever you want to call it, whatever they call the new division, the flavor of the week, this month or this
sure
year, football. And it takes a lot to defend And then not only that, to have to be able to switch and go on the other side of the ball, especially late in the game. So, I mean, it would be crazy to challenge him early, but if he's putting in a lot of minutes and if he's in the return game, like there is some speculation that he may be in, I would, as an offensive coordinator, I would have to look at maybe giving a shot at that.
Delco Bill, live in three states, five affiliates. Delco, if you're an opposing defensive coordinator, get me out of here on this note, and Moncho Harris is logging significant minutes on offense, would you not try to rough him up as a wide receiver to hurt him on the defensive side of the ball?
Most definitely. You're going to attack this guy on both sides of the ball, Jerry. I mean, we're talking about D1 players. And, you know, for a kid to go deep, especially in this time and age when they're bigger, faster, and stronger, they're more specialized, I would definitely go after him. I would run at him a lot on defense, you know, send them big guys at him, let him wrestle and fight with those big guys on sweeps and outside plays. And then on when he's on offense, I'd have linebackers, safeties, corners getting their hands on him, wearing him down.
Well, I'll tell you what, Delco, let me give you a round of applause. Thank you for the phone call today, sir.
Thank you.
Excellent stuff from Delco Bill. Let's welcome a man that absolutely knows this program, Chris Coleman, the associate editor of TechSideline.com. Mr. Coleman, Luckett is out of the equation. The wide receiving core is certainly depleted. How, sir, do you an X and an O? How do you scheme to help this wide receiving core out? What's your game plan, Mr. Coleman?
Oh, man, I think you got to really establish that running game, and then you've got to work play action pass off of an effective running game. And, you know, I think that's always Virginia Tech's goal on offense. So from that standpoint, this year won't be any different. But at the same time, if you're an opposing defensive coordinator, you know, you're putting 8 or 9 men in the box, disguising some coverages, making those new receivers recognize different types of zones. So, you know, I mean, it's going to be a challenge, but at the same time, you know, I think these guys are pretty talented, and I think they've made a lot of progress in the last week or so. And I like the progress Ike Whitaker has made. Zach Luckett is a loss, but he's not a natural receiver, and I kind of saw him getting passed at some point this season. I've always thought he was more of a whip linebacker type. But, you know, I mean, it's an issue, but every team in the ACC has an issue at this point. So, you just got to overcome it, you know?
Chris Coleman, our guest, guys. The Jerry Miller Show, live in three states on five affiliates. This man's fantastic. TechSideline.com, he is all over it. Check the website out. Mr. Coleman, does the loss of Luckett, and I agree with you, first, let's start here. Was Luckett more valuable for the team as a wide receiver, Chris, or more valuable on special teams?
Oh, man, I really think special teams. I'm not sure I've ever seen a better gunner at Virginia Tech than Luckett was on that punt team, and he was very good on the kickoff team as well. You know, if there were a first team all special teams, you know, unit across the ACC, he would definitely be on there. So from that standpoint, that's a big loss. You know, like I said, by the end of the season, I wasn't convinced he was going to be Virginia Tech's leading receiver or anything this year. And you're talking about a guy who caught 2 passes last year. So how much can that really hurt you in the long run? You know,
Dillard, the Martinsville kid, ruptures a tendon, an Achilles tendon. Luckett gets in trouble with the law. The wide receiving core is very young. Do you see a Moncho Harris assimilated into that core even more now that Luckett is out of the equation?
I actually don't, because Moncho was so valuable on special teams and so valuable on defense. You know, you don't want to wear him out on offense, you know, running a bunch of flanker screens that Tech is famous for in their fan base. But, you know, I think he'll get some limited snaps on offense, and they'll try to get him in the open field where he can make some plays. But, you know, overall, I think they're just going to, you know, move some other guys up the depth chart and just go with what they got.
So your concern with Moncho playing two-way is durability, keeping him healthy, because let's face it, defense and defensive back is where he's most valuable?
Yeah, I think so. And as a punt returner, I don't think anybody can really emphasize his role on special teams enough. You know, he's going to be an excellent punt returner, I think. He returned a kickoff for a touchdown last year against Clemson. In Virginia Tech scrimmage last Tuesday, he blocked 2 field goals. I mean, the guy is an MVP all across the board, you know, and when you have a limited passing offense anyway, and how much is a cornerback really going to make that better? You know, I mean, to a certain extent, he can add a playmaking element, but I think that would be more valuable early in the year than it would be late in the year. But by the end of the season, I think these freshman wide receivers will be fairly productive.
And but Mr. Coleman, using that argument, guys, we got a smart man on the hotline, Chris Coleman, joining us here on the Jerry Miller Show. Using that same argument, Dywell Roberts was a running back at Smithfield. I guess how much can a running back that's 18 make an impact at wide receiver?
Right, you're right about that. The good thing about Dywell is he has natural, fluid athletic ability. You know, Zach Luckett was a running back in high school also, but he did not transition well, in my opinion, to the wide receiver position because he wasn't all that fluid. Like I said, he wasn't a natural receiver. You know, Dywell Roberts didn't play wide receiver in high school, but he has natural receiving ability, and he's a pretty smart guy, and he works hard, and I think he's going to be able to do all right this year. I think the guy to keep your eye on is Jarrett Boykin. I think he's a guy that possibly improved quite a bit before the end of the season is over with because, you know, like I've pointed out in the past, he was a receiver in high school. He is used to playing the position.
We have a question for you, Mr. Coleman. Gaterson, and we got 2 minutes left. Gaterson, let me get this quick from you, sir. Thank you for calling the program. What's your question for Mr. Coleman? You there, Gaterson? We lost Gaterson. All right, Mr. Coleman's still here. Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com, the associate editor. Pound for pound, Chris, the best athlete on the football team. Who do you got?
Oh, man, I really got to go with Pernell Sturdivant on that.
Wow.
Tech's backer. I mean, he's a guy with about a 40-inch vertical. He's an Excalibur Award winner in the weight room, one of only two or three guys to win that award. And, you know, I think he's won it two or three times. I mean, he's an incredible athlete. You know, if the guy was about 6'2", he would be a first-round draft pick, no doubt. He's one of the best guys in the weight room Virginia Tech has ever had. He can jump through the roof. He runs about a 4 or 5 in the 40. And so pound for pound, you know, inch for inch, I would have to go Pernell Sturdivant.
Is Macho Harris 2 or 3? Where does Cam Chancellor fit in? We got about 30 seconds.
I like Cam Chancellor quite a bit. You know, he's got a unique blend of size and speed. Macho was up there. He's a very fluid athlete. Those guys are definitely in my top 5, and they might be 2 and 3. You know, I think after Sturdivant, you're really starting to split hairs there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris Coleman, guys, read his stuff every day, the associate editor of TechSideline.com. Mr. Coleman, we catch up with him every Tuesday at the top of Hour 2. CC, I look forward to the conversations, and maybe we call you at the end of the week, sir.
Yeah, man, sounds good.
Take care. Good guy right there, Chris Coleman. 60 seconds left in this break. We go headlines next segment. Open phone line. Gaterson, if you want to hop on board, it's 866-356-ESPN. 866-356-3776. You were solid yesterday, Gaterson. Make it happen today on the other side of the break. We will run headlines. As you can imagine, a lot of the headlines involve Virginia and Virginia Tech and the trouble that's brewing around those two programs. We'll get to those. We will catch up with Nick Pierce, sports director at Blacksburg, ESPN 1430, who watched Jacob Thompson debut as a professional baseball player with the Danville Braves. The Jerry Miller Show, 3 states, 5 affiliates.